弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，那我们可以在昨天的晚上一起来聚会查考圣经的道理。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we all can gather here to listen to God's word.
愿主圣灵带领我们，让我们借着今天晚上的查考，能够更明白我们怎么样才能够在神的国度里面站立得住。
May God's Spirit guide us tonight so that we can be more understanding of His Word and stand firm in the Kingdom of God.
上个星期二，小弟跟大家查考谁能够进神的国。
Last Tuesday, I have shared a topic, who can enter into the Kingdom of God.
那是在路加福音第十六章里面的。
It is in Luke chapter 16.
那我们现在每一天读一章圣经，现在读到了第二十三章了。
Now today we read a chapter a day, then we are in chapter 23.
因为今天是23号，所以读路加福音23章。
Today is 23rd, so we'll read Luke chapter 23.
那这一章是主耶稣基督被钉十字架、被埋葬的过程。
And this is a progression when Jesus nailed onto the cross and be buried.
我们在圣餐礼的时候常常会读到跟这一章相关的一些经文，我们会听到许多这样的道理。
In our Holy Communion, we always study and listen to this kind of Bible verses.
所以，路加福音后面这一段从二十二章开始，我们应该是要很熟悉的。
So starting from chapter 22, we should be very familiar with the verses here.
主耶稣基督他是无罪的。
And Jesus Christ has no sin.
比拉多三次在众人面前证明他找不到耶稣有什么罪是应该被处死的。
Pilate has verified that three times in front of the public congregations that Jesus has no sin.
那就算希律王查过也没有耶稣也没有罪。
Even though King Herod has testified that Jesus has no sin.
所以主耶稣的死救恩就成全。
So when Jesus Christ now onto the cross and die, and his salvation will be accomplished.
那在但在这一章里面，也有两个本来应该死的人，因着耶稣的牺牲，他们活了。
And in this book, in this chapter, there should be two people who should have died, but because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and they are spared.
那这两个本来该死的人最后得到生命，他们免去死亡又可以活。
And these two persons is exempt from death.
那一个是该死的罪人，因为他就是强盗、作奸犯科的人。
And one person should have died because he is a thief.
一个是也是应该死的，是要被钉十字架该死的，已经被钉上去该死的。
Another one who has been nailed onto the cross and who should have died.
但这两个人，你看，他们因着耶稣，我们可以看到他们不同的结局。
But these two persons through Jesus Christ, they have a different outcome.
我们现在看二十三章。
Let us look at chapter 23.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
路加二十三章第十六节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 16.
说故此我要责打他把他释放了十七节
17.
每逢这节期巡抚必须释放一个囚犯给他们
18.
16节
16. I will therefore chastise him and release him 17. For it was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast.
这是本来他们照他们的规矩呢，在逾越节这个时候巡抚有权利释放一个该死人让他活。
According to the custom, in the day of Passover, then they can let go of one person.
第十八节，众人一起喊着说：“除掉这个人，释放巴拉巴给我们。”
Verse 18, and they all cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas."
第十九节，这巴拉巴是个是因为在城里作乱杀人，下在监里的。
19. Who had been thrown into prison for some rebellion made in the city for the murder.
20. 节比拉多愿意释放耶稣就劝解他们。
And 20. Pilate therefore wishing to release Jesus again called out to them.
这个就是这个非常讽刺的。 他们现在把无罪的耶稣坚持要钉十字架，要除掉他。
This is what the irony that they should have released Jesus who has not sinned, but it is not happening that way.
那他们反过来说要把巴拉巴这个作乱杀人的把他释放。
The other way around, they want to let go of Barabbas who is a murderer.
那这个巴拉巴的意思就是父亲的儿子。
Barabbas means the son of a father.
那这个字的意思就是父亲的儿子。
Barabbas means the son of a father.
我们今天你看，本来我们都是天父真神的儿子啊，我们人本来就是有这个身份。
We are the son of the heavenly father. We have this identity.
但是因着罪，我们都是该死的。
And because of sin, we should have died.
所以其实我们在罪恶里面，就好像都被下在监牢里面，被在这个世界里面。被这个罪性捆绑住一样的。
In our sin, we are like a prisoner, get entrapped and into this prison.
那我们其实，在灵性里面犯很多的罪，不是吗？
And we have been committed a lot of spiritual sin.
我们如果没有耶稣基督，我们都是该死的。
Without Jesus Christ, we should have died.
最后都是在地狱的刑罚里面受苦的，我们都逃不掉这样的一个结局。
Then we all will receive the punishment in the Hades, then none of us can escape.
所以其实我们是该被钉十字架的人，但是现在因着主耶稣基督，我们被释放。
We should have been nailed onto the cross, but because of Jesus Christ, we were spared.
所以你看到这个巴拉巴被释放，其实就在说明我们今天是怎么样因着耶稣得到存活。
So because of the Pilate, then we can see how he wanted to release Jesus.
因着耶稣基督我们才可以被释放，我们才不会死啊。
Because of Jesus Christ, we are spared from the death.
所以这个巴拉巴因着耶稣基督他就真的活下来了。
Then Barabbas is survived because of Jesus Christ.
就是肉体上他真的活了。
So in flesh, he is alive.
当然最后他也是被死亡，但至少他不是被钉十字架。
But he eventually would die, but he was not nailed onto the cross.
所以其实我们如果看这一章，我们会看到，我本来是应该这个人，但是现在主耶稣替我死，我就被放了。
When we're reading this, we should know that Barabbas should be the one who died, but because of Jesus Christ, he is released just like us, we are released.
那接下去还有一个人活，因着耶稣基督又活了。
And there's one more person that because of Jesus Christ, he is alive.
就是跟耶稣一起钉十字架的其中一个犯人。
It is a criminal who is nailed together on the cross together with Jesus Christ.
所以有三个人在那一天有三个人被钉十字架，其中一个是主，另外两个强盗。
There are three persons that nailed onto the cross that day. One is Jesus Christ, and the other two are the criminals.
所以三十九节，同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑他说：“你不是基督吗？你可以救自己和我们吧。”
In verse 39, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us."
四十节，那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一个受刑的，还不怕什么？”
40, but the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?"
四十一节，我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
42节就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
42, then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
43节，耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
43, and Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
你看这个犯人，这个被钉十字架人，他在十字架上，他看到主耶稣是谁。
These criminals who has been nailed onto the cross know who Jesus is.
他的同伴在讥笑耶稣的时候，他责备他。
When he mocked at Jesus Christ and his the other companions actually mocked at him.
所以他当时候自己知道说他本来该死，他所做的跟他所得到的是相称的。
So he told Jesus Christ that he should have died because of his sin.
但是他特别强调主耶稣没有做过不好的事，他是个义人。
He emphasized that Jesus Christ has not done anything wrong. He is a righteous person.
所以他这个时候他抓住机会，他跟主耶稣说：“你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
So Jesus, the criminals take the opportunity to tell Jesus that when you're in your kingdom, bring together with me, remember me.
最后，主耶稣跟他说，你今天就要跟我在乐园里面了。
For the tree, and Jesus said to him, "Surely I tell you that you will be with me in paradise today."
这个人肉体上死了。
This person has died in the flesh.
因为当天晚上他也死了。
Because at that night he died.
但是他的灵你看他这个灵性的生命，最后是跟主耶稣在乐园里的。
And his soul and his spirit will be together with Jesus Christ in paradise.
所以他最后抓住一个机会。
So he grabs hold of the last chance.
虽然肉体死，但在灵性活着。
Though he passed away in the flesh, but his spirit is alive.
你看，这个人他在神的国度里面。
This person will be in the kingdom of God.
他抓住一个机会而已。
He grabs hold of this chance.
那他也认识他自己，他是本来是谁。
He knows who he is.
那他抓住，他也认识耶稣是谁。
Then he knows who Jesus Christ was.
因为他是在整个过程当中，主耶稣都跟他们在一起。
Because throughout the whole progression, Jesus Christ has been with him.
就是说，他们都是同被钉十字架的。
And they are all nailed onto the cross.
你看，他这样看来，他真的发现，为什么他们把耶稣钉十字架呢
？And then notice why are they nailed on the cross together with Jesus Christ?
这是后来连那个百夫长都自己说，耶稣是个义人呢。
Yeah, even the pilot, the governors say, Jesus is a
centennial. 这个第47节那个百夫长。
The centennial say that Jesus Christ is a righteous person.
所以本来主耶稣是义人呢。
And Jesus Christ is a righteous person.
所以现在在这个本来该死的这个人，他现在竟然能够在神的国度里面存。
Well, the person who deserved to die, but he's in the kingdom of God.
那所以我们现在在想说，到底在神国里面是哪一些人？神要人真的可以在这个神国里面的
？Now let us think, who should be in the kingdom of God?
我们今天不会是作奸犯科的人。
And we shouldn't be the criminals.
在历史上，也就只有这个强盗跟耶稣同钉十字架这个人，他有机会，因着主耶稣一句话，他就进去了。
In the history, this is the only criminals that were alive together with Jesus Christ.
就好像在历史上，就只有主耶稣基督，他是道成肉身，真的是义人，没有罪的，在这个世上为我们成为罪人。我们今天。才能够在神面前被称义。
So in the history, only Jesus Christ has from flesh become word become flesh, and he become the righteous person.
我们看一下哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第21节。
Verse 21.
哥林多后书五章21节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他那里面，在他里面成为神的义。
Verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这个就是耶稣基督的救赎。
And this is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以在神国里面正是这样的一个人，就是因着领受耶稣基督的救赎而能够被称义的。
In God's kingdom, whoever can receive the salvation of God will be saved.
我们要愿意承认耶稣基督他救赎的功劳。
That we have to admit that the salvation of Jesus Christ.
今天我们没有一个人能够按着我们自己的行为在神的国度里面站立得住。
Nobody can stand firm in the kingdom of God because of our behavior and deed.
如果没有耶稣的救赎，没有一个人能够得救的了。
If not because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, nobody will be saved.
我们本来都应该是该死的罪人。
We all should be dead. We are all sinners.
那所以从这个角度来看，我们要知道，今天主耶稣拯救我们都是我们在自由的时候，我们还活在这个世上，我们一定要去想想主所说过的话。
So from this perspective, when we still live, we should have thought of the word from Jesus Christ.
我们来看路加福音第十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第十八章有一句话正式的讲这个道理。
Chapter 18, there's a verse that demonstrates this word.
我们看第十六节。
Verse 16.
十八章十六节。
Chapter 18, verse 16.
耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
16, but Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God."
17节。
17.
我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
17, assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
那这个是因为有一些人他们抱自己的婴孩要来摸耶稣的时候，结果反而门徒责备这些人。
This happened because some women were carrying their children on and they would like to have their children to touch Jesus and the disciple did rebuke them.
是要主耶稣摸他们，不是他们去摸耶稣。
Oh, they want Jesus Christ to touch their children.
那门徒就责备这些这些父母亲啊。
So the disciple rebuked this mother.
但是主耶稣却把这些孩子跟这些父母亲都叫来。
But Jesus called all the children to come together in front of him.
也就是说，叫过来，然后跟众人说，要让小孩子到他这里来。
And they call them and come in front of him.
不要禁止。
Tell, do not forbid them.
因为他说，在神国的正是这样的人。
Because of such is the kingdom of God.
那所以今天我们要看主耶稣他讲这句话的时候，我们要知道主在讲什么。
And we can reflect on ourselves. Then, when Jesus Christ say that, what does that mean?
因为接下去他说，凡要承受神国，就是要进入神国的，要天国有产业的人啊。他说，如果没有像小孩子，是断不能进去的。
Because Jesus said, "Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it."
那这个当然就是讲小孩子他的优点了。
And this is talking about the good things with the children.
我们都知道，孩子小的时候，他们都很纯洁、很可爱的。
We know that when the children are little, they are very cute.
那这些孩子，他们很乐意的被父母亲带来亲近耶稣。
And this little child are willing to be brought by the mothers and come close to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣趁这个机会哈，你看机会教育啊，他告诉这些门徒。什么样的人才是真的在神国里面站立得住的？
And Jesus Christ grabs hold of this chance and tell them who should be in the kingdom of God.
其实我们看到这些父母亲本来就是很真的是很聪明，他们愿意把孩子带来就近耶稣的。
We know that these mothers are very wise and smart because they brought their children and get close to Jesus Christ.
因为今天他把孩子带去这个世界上，他们得不到永生的。
When they bring the children to the world, they cannot receive the life of eternity.
所以我们看到的是这些父母，做父母现在知道耶稣是谁啊。
And we can see that those mothers know who Jesus Christ is.
他们也期待这些孩子能够就近耶稣就可以得恩典得福气。
Because they know when these children get close to Jesus Christ, they will receive grace.
所以这些做父母亲的他们其实这样一个带孩子来就近耶稣是主耶稣喜欢的哦。
And these mothers know that when they brought the children to Jesus Christ, Jesus would like them.
其实主耶稣很肯定这些父母亲他们的作为。
And Jesus knows the deed from the mother.
但是反过来是门徒反而不知道主的心。
Well, the other way around, the disciples does not know the heart of Jesus.
他们也许认为这婴孩可能不懂。
Because they know that these children do not know anything.
所以如果听得懂话的，了解主耶稣讲道理的人，就知道说耶稣的道理啊，他们可以生发出信心啊。但是孩子不懂啊。
Well, if they can understand the word of from Jesus Christ, they will understand him. But these children do not know anything from about Jesus Christ.
所以也许门徒认为说，那孩子来到这个地方就干扰了耶稣的工作。
The disciple thought that when these children come to him, they are actually taking away the work of Jesus Christ.
但其实主耶稣没有轻看小孩，他很反过来很乐意小孩子来接近他。
But Jesus Christ did not look lightly onto the children that like them.
其实事实上证明后来主耶稣他亲自把孩子抱起来祝福他们的，为他们按手。
And Jesus Christ actually hold the children in his hand and pray for him.
那主耶稣特别强调，那是在神国里面要像小孩子一样。
And Jesus Christ emphasized that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you should be like a little children.
所以这里我们看到，我们一定要愿意亲近耶稣。
And here we can see that how we can get closer to Jesus.
有时候就算我们道理不是很明白，我们来就近耶稣的时候，我们都得福气。
Sometimes even though we do not know a lot of God's word, but as long as we come close to Jesus, then we'll receive grace.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹觉得说，我来教会迟到太迟了，干脆不要去算了。
And some brothers and sisters think when they are late to the chapel, to the church, then might as well not come in.
但其实我们救信耶稣，有这个心，就算我们迟到了都无所谓。
If we have a heart to come close to Jesus, even when we are late, we are okay.
因为我们不是故意的。
Because we did not do that on purpose.
很多看到说我们即使迟了，我们都知道说救信主耶稣基督可以得福气，我还是要来。
Even though we know that we are late, but even though we're late, but we will still come because we know we get closer to Jesus Christ.
所以我们早期有些长辈啊，他们很有信心的，但是社会上也是很多事很忙碌。
In the early time, our early time brethren are very faithful. They're very busy, but they still try the best.
其中有一位长老。每天晚上来聚会的时候都迟到，都是快要结束的时候才出现。
One of the elder, they come so late. He comes so late to the church and almost to the end of the service.
因为他太多事要做，太忙了。
Because he has so many things with him.
但是他工作之后，他一定每一天来教会聚会，就算来祷告也好。
After his work, he will always come to church, even though he would just come here to pray.
他都没有办法完整的说，好像我们这样很轻松，坐在会堂里面从头听到尾。
He cannot be like us that sit here from the beginning to the end.
但是他这样的愿意亲近神的心呢，你看信仰都蒙主保守了。
But you can see his heart that he's willing to get close to Jesus, then he will receive all the blessing.
真的都得福气了。
He will receive grace.
所以虽然事业很忙碌，但是信心很坚定。
Though his work is very busy, but his faith is firm.
他的心没有被这个世界抓走。
And his heart has not been captured by the world.
他虽然很富有，但是并不会成为财富的奴隶。
But he's rich, but he's not the slave of the money.
反过来，他将这些财富都来做神的工作。
And the other way around, he will use his money to do the work of God.
所以即使他迟到了，他都一定要到教会来，就算听到最后的一段也好。或者是即使参加祷告都可以。
Though he's late, he will still come to church, even hear the last sessions of the sermon, or even come here to pray.
所以我们愿意亲近神的这个心就得福了。
And this heart that we have to come close to Jesus, and we will receive grace.
我们真的这样做，主耶稣就喜悦我们。你看，我们信仰就可以蒙保守。
As long as we do that, come close to Jesus, then we'll receive grace, and our faith will be firm.
那我们都知道孩子他们事实上是很谦卑的。
We know that this little child is very humble.
所以其实这个父母亲我们看到的是父母亲本身有信心，所以他们愿意把孩子带到耶稣面前来。
We can see that this mother has a faith. That's why they are willing to bring the children to Jesus.
那所以今天我们其实要养育小孩我们都需要信心的。
Today if we want to bring up a child, we have to have faith.
你看这个信心我们都知道没有信心的人信仰是持守不住的。
Then we can see this faith is firm that if we, without this faith, then we cannot hold on to our belief.
路加十八章里面他一开始的时候就要讲信心。
Luke chapter 18 at the beginning it talks about faith.
如果因为我们其实我们如果整个看十八章我们看他的主题都在讲神的国度。
If we read chapter 18, we know that it's talking about the kingdom of God.
都是要怎么样能够成为在神国里的人。
How do we remain in the kingdom of God?
因为他从第一段的话，每一段落基本上都在讲这个神的国。
So every paragraph is talking about the kingdom of God.
那一开始的时候，主耶稣告诉我们要常常祷告，不可以灰心。
At the beginning, Jesus tells us to pray without ceasing.
那这个就用一个比喻了哈，他设一个比喻了。
And he used a parable.
所以这个。不义的官哦，然后现在有一个寡妇来求他。
And there's a judge that a widow has come to.
这个不义的官 unjust.
An unjust judge that yeah, and the widow has come to plead for him.
那现在这个寡妇来求这个官哦，给他伸冤呢。
And this widow has come to the judge and need something from and ask him.
不是要求世上的好处了、啊，他不是说他有什么缺乏、啊、欠钱啊什么，不是啊，是因为有个对头一直都跟他作对哈、啊，他需要得到一个合法的保护。
It's not that she need the money or anything from the world, but there was this her enemy that she just need to get justice.
那可是这个不义的官都不理他嘛
？But this unjust judge would not care about.
因为他不怕神，也不尊重人。
Because he does not respect man and God.
但是第五节他自己说，因为这个寡妇常常来烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常常来缠磨我。
But then in verse 5, yet because the widows trouble him all the time, then he would just let her to pray to her, to him.
所以就算一个不怕神这个不义的这个官，然后最后他都要为这个寡妇这个很可怜的人主持公道。
Well, this unjust judge, even though he's wicked, but he will still listen to the plea of the widow.
要公正的处理这个寡妇她的需要了。Then
he have to take care of the justice of this widow.
第六节。
Six.
主说：“你们听这个不义官所说的话，哈！神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？”
Verse 6, then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge say." 7, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long enough with him?
第八节，我告诉你们，要快快的给他伸冤的。然而，人子来的时候，遇到这件事上有信得吗？
Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, that when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
所以其实他这里谈到的是，主耶稣要强调我们需要有信心。
那个 Lord Jesus Christ emphasized that we have to have faith.
要对耶稣有信心。And
we have to have faith for Jesus.
所以今天我们有什么事情，一定要寻求主来帮助我们，他是我们唯一的依靠。Whatever
we have in our trouble, then we have to look for Jesus for help.
那我们如果昼夜呼吁他，真的是不会灰心，主耶稣一定会为我们解决，一定会为我们开一条路出来。If
we call on him days and night, Jesus Christ will help us.
所以这是一个对照，就是一个不义的官都会这样子，何况说主耶稣基督天父，他是公义的神，他怎么可能会不理我们的祈求呢？
So this is like a parable to describe that though the judge is unjust, but he was still willing to help the widows. Then Jesus Christ will help us for sure.
所以我们今天要对主有这样的信心，坚定不移。
And we have to have a firm faith for Jesus Christ.
不可以怀疑主耶稣基督，他会不会爱？他是不是不要我了？他到底有没有关心啊？有没有听到我跟他祷告的？
We should not question or doubt Jesus that whether he has heard our prayer.
有的，主耶稣都听到的。Yes,
he has heard our prayer.
所以十二选民昼夜呼吁他，他就算忍了一段时间，他说忍了多时，但终究一定会解决。So
the Son of God will listen to our prayer, though we pray days and night, eventually he will help us to solve our
mystery. 所以有信心，我们就如果真的信有信心，就可以忍耐。
If you have the faith, then you will endure.
就可以等待。
And you will wait patiently.
那就看到神的作为。
And you will be able to see the work of God.
所以他这里提到信心是关键的。
And here it says the faith is the key word.
好，那接下来第二段从第九节开始了。And
starting from the second session, verse 9.
这是另外一个比喻，主耶稣对那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设这个比喻。
This is another parable that for those who think they are the righteous people.
他是用祷告这件事情来做比喻的。And
he used prayer to prefigure this parable.
因为前面是在讲祷告嘛。And
at the first section is talk about prayer.
那是一个比喻，现在这一个比喻也是在讲祷告。And
this is a parable, and this second parable is also about prayer.
那这个比喻我们都很熟了。And
we know this parable.
So, 这两个人，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。And
these are two kind of people, one is Pharisees and another tax collector.
其实这两个是一个很明显的对比。
And this is a very strong contrast to each other.
你看，其实这个法利赛人是自己对自己自言自语，他是对自己讲话的。
And this Pharisee is talking to themselves.
但是真的在祷告的，向神祷告的是这个税吏，这个罪人。
And the real person who has been praying to God is this tax collector.
那这个税吏他祷告是说，主啊，我是个罪人。
And this tax collector tell God, I'm a sinner.
他不敢，他说连举目望天都不敢。
Then he doesn't dare to look even onto the heaven.
就是他远远地站着。
Then he stand far away.
因为他自己知道他不配进到神面前去。
Because he knows that he's not qualified to stand close to God.
但是他真的是在跟神祷告的。
But he's praying to God.
他说神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
He tells God that, God, please be graceful to me.
但是这个法利赛人他一开口也是这样子啊。 他是神啊，我感谢你。
This Pharisee is doing the same thing. Thank God when he begin his prayer.
一开始很不错啊，哇，他一开始会祷告，会感谢啊。
At the very beginning, he know how to thank God.
但是接下来他就开始看到别人的缺点了嘛。
But then later on, he see the short.
我不像别人啊，像那个这不像这个税吏，你看不义奸淫勒索。
He saw the weakness of others. Then he's not like this tax collector.
所以他基本上。 是在夸口他自己多好。
And he's actually boasting how good he is.
那他同时也是在看别人有多坏。
And he's looking at others, how bad is other.
但是反过来看这个税吏。
Then the other, he look at this tax collector.
他真的是在向天父祈求怜悯。
And he's really praying to God, ask for his sympathy.
他的眼睛都看到自己是罪人，自己的缺点。
And then he can see that he is a sinner.
他知道自己本来不配。
And he know that he's not worthy.
哦，所以哦，他就你看他这样一个态度，在神面前的态度，让主耶稣讲了这样一个结论。
And for his attitude, and he has led Jesus Christ to say,
14节
,14,
这个人回家去比那个人倒算为义的。
And this is a person that will be exalt himself, will be humble.
14节
,14, this man would, to his house will be justified rather than the other.
好，因为自高的，哦，要降为卑，自卑的会升高。
Because for the one who exalts himself will be humble, for who humble himself will be exalted.
你看这里提到被称义这件事情。
Here is talk about justified by faith.
我们今天要怎样被称义的
？How do we be called? How do we justify by faith?
在神国里面是要被称义的人。
In the heavenly kingdom, we have to be justified.
如果我们今天在神面前没有办法被称义，我们是不可能在神国里面存活，也不能进去。
We cannot be called a righteous person. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以今天我们要在神面前被称为义， today, 一定要先自己承认我是个罪人。
And today, in order to be justified by faith in front of God, then we have to consider ourselves a sinner.
所以前面谈信心，接下来他就谈谦卑。
At the beginning, talk about faith, and then the second part talk about humility.
今天如果我们没有谦卑，我们就不可能祈求神赦免我。
Today, if we're not humble enough, we cannot ask God to forgive us.
所以，主要是用这个比喻来告诉门徒什么叫谦卑了。
So Jesus Christ uses this parable to tell his disciple what humility is.
然后接下来哈，你看就是他就路加福音特别安排的，他就提到现在孩子来到耶稣面前了。
Then after that, this book of Luke that talks about how these little children were brought to Jesus.
路加他特别说他是经过查考过的。
And Luke has done research.
就是他的信息本身是有经过精心的安排的。
Then his,
他要把这些东西放在一起的。
His message is followed accordingly.
他其实告诉我们的是实在神国里面到底主耶稣的要求是什么。
And he tells us what the requirement of Jesus Christ on us.
好，所以你看现在我们看到的是信心，我们看到的是谦卑的。
And now we can see the faith and we can see the humbleness.
信心一定要在祷告里面加强。
That faith will be strengthened through your prayer.
那我们祷告一定要有正确的态度。
In our prayer, we have to have the right attitude.
所以我们怎么祷告很重要。
And however, how do we pray? That is very important.
我们用什么心，我们就会得到什么样的结果。
And what kind of heart we're using, what kind of outcome we will have.
我们越谦卑，我们所得到恩典越多。
And the more humble we are, the more grace we'll receive.
所以我们在这一个比喻里面看到的是，我们绝对不能够自言自语的。
In this parable, we shouldn't talk to ourselves.
我们祷告一定是能要达到神面前去。
When we pray, we have to have our prayer be heard by God.
主耶稣听罪人的祈求。
And Jesus Christ will listen to the prayer of the sinner.
罪人是因为我们自己觉得不配，不是我们真的去犯罪了。
That sinner means that we're not worthy. When we think we're not worthy, it's not that we really commit the sin.
今天我们已经在主耶稣基督里面，我们被救赎，我们今天已经被神称义了。
When we're in the grace of Jesus Christ, we are considered the righteous person.
所以主耶稣设这个比喻，我们要注意，它是一个比喻哦。
And we have to pay attention that Jesus Christ used these two parables.
不是叫我们去当罪人哦。
It's just a parable. It's not telling us to be a sinner.
而是我们要有像这个罪人、这个罪这个本来不配人这个样的心，自卑的就被升高。
Then we have to be like this sinner, with an unworthy heart. Then we'll be exalted.
如果看第十八节，我们看到第三个。
Look at verse 18.
现在主耶稣讲。但是这边有一个官呐、啊，这个官是一个财主，很富足的人，他来问耶稣说：“我做什么事才可以得永生
？”Then this rich young man asked Jesus Christ, "What should I do to inherit eternal life?"
这一个是 ruler， 是一个官呐、
啊。Oh, this is a judge, a rich judge.
十八节呢？ 18, 你的是judge吗？
A ruler, actually.
对，是一个官，他是当官的。
He's a ruler.
但是他其实也是很富足。
And he's a very rich person as well.
所以23节说他很富有的。
And 23, it says that he's a very rich person.
这个人有钱，有钱又有钱。
And this person is rich and rich.
所以这个就是今天世人所追求的。
This is what we all worldly people looking for.
可是这个有钱人啊，又有权力的人，他却是想要得到永生。
But this rich person is full of authority as well, and he wants to receive eternal life.
那他其实也很守律法。
And he followed the rules.
主耶稣跟他说：“你知道，他说，诫命你是晓得的啊，哈，你知道诫命啊。”
And Jesus Christ told him that you know the commandments.
那这个诫命就是主耶稣讲的，基本上就是对人的部分了。
And this is the commandment that Jesus Christ talked to man.
是因为这个官哦，这个官他本来就是犹太人。对敬拜神这件事情，他们就是理所当然的，绝对没有问题。
And this ruler is a Jewish, and he knows that praying to God is just regular routine.
所以他没有提到说，哎，那个要敬拜独一的神啊，你不可以拜偶像啊，你不可以妄称神的名啊，你要守安息日啊，这些东西他们从小要遵守，根本就不用再提。
So he did not mention anything like that. You have there's only one true God, and you should observe Sabbath and all these things they have been following since their youth.
主耶稣提到就是你要把这个道理行出来，所以这个提到就是五戒之后的对人的部分了。
And Jesus Christ want them to perform all these commandments and whatever
跟人有关系的。
And anything that's related to man.
就是要真的爱人，真的要实行出这个爱诫命的精神，就是真的会爱人如己。
And you have to love man, you have to love man like yourself.
那所以这个你看这个官他说我从小都遵守了。
And this ruler said that I've been following all these commandments since I was young.
诶，结果主耶稣听了第二十二节哈，就说啊，你还缺少一件啊。
1:22, and Jesus said to him that you're still missing one.
他说你要变卖一切所有的，分给穷人，那就有财宝在天上。
And you have to sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
好，所以要积财宝在天。
And you have to have your accumulate your treasure in the heaven.
也就是说，要把地上的财富化作天上的富足。
That means you have to have all the worldly, treasure and contribute to and make it.
把它 transform, 把它转到天上去了。
And transform into your worldly treasure to the treasure in heaven.
把地上的这些财宝财富哦，把它存到天上去。
So that you have to put all the worldly treasure and have them transform into the treasure in the heaven.
所以路加十二章是不是？路加福音十二章啊。
Luke chapter 12.
主耶稣他不是也是讲一个比喻吗？一个无知财主的比喻啊。
And Jesus Christ talk about a parable regarding this rich fool.
他要我们免去一切贪心，不要一直想要在地上积财宝。
And he tells us to get rid of all the greediness and do not accumulate all your treasure on earth.
那他所以十二章的第十六节这个比喻就讲这个无知财主的。
And this verse 16 talk about this rich fool.
那第二十一节，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Verse 21 says you should lay up the treasure for himself in the heavenly kingdom.
也就是说，最后如果我们是天上啊，是贫穷的，没有财富的。不会积财在天上，最后我们就是灭亡。
Yeah, then if you do not have any treasure in the heaven, then you are a poor person in the heaven, then you eventually destroy.
所以现在这里说要把自己在神面前成为富足，就是要懂得，你看要行出主所要求的，啊，就是圣经讲的要爱人如己这件事情。
So to be able to be a rich man in front of God, you have to.Love man, and you have to have your treasure in the heaven.
把财富积存在天上，所以我们去把我们的财富做在神的国的事情上面，真的去帮助一些需要的人，这就是在神面前富足的人。
Then you have to have all your treasure in the heaven. Then you have to help people and accumulate all this treasure.
所以主耶稣就跟这个财主说：“你要这样做。”
Jesus Christ tell the rich ruler, "You have to do as such."
但是接下来你还要来跟从我。
And you have to follow me.
你不能够散尽你的家财，但是你做你自己的事，成为自己的老板，那这样也不行。
Then you cannot put away all your treasure, but you still be your own boss, and this is not so.
所以不是世界上这些慈善家很乐意帮助人的啊。 把所有的财富都去救济贫寒的人就能够进天国，那是不可能的。
It's not considered like those rich men who contribute all the money to the charity. That doesn't mean that you can end up in the heaven.
这些是好的，但是最后一定要跟从耶稣。
These are very good things, but you have to follow Jesus Christ.
所以要跟从主，这是主耶稣跟他讲的那个，他真的能够得永生的秘诀吗？
And Jesus Christ telling him the mystery of receiving this eternal life.
你看这里。在神国里面的是怎样的人？
So what kind of people will end up in the heavenly kingdom?
就是他愿意守诫命的。
And for those who is willing to follow the commandment,
他愿意去真的尽心尽意爱神，又爱人如己的。
And for those who love man and love and like themselves.
但是你把它总括一句话来说，就是愿意顺服神，主耶稣说的神所说的命令，我愿意去做。
Then you will be submissive to God, and whatever Jesus tell you, you will do.
今天我们如果不愿意顺服神的话语，那什么事情、什么话都不用讲了。
If we're not willing to follow the words of God, then you don't have anything else.
所以在天国里面的小孩子，你看小孩子，他其中一个很重要的特质就是愿意顺服，他会听。
So these little children, they are very submissive to Jesus Christ. They're willing to listen.
不是吗？我们今天我们看我们自己的小孩子，那小孩子。他小的时候，他很谦卑的时候，他一定会听的。你父母亲跟他说什么，他就做什么。
They just like our little child when whatever the parents tell them, they will do.
但是我们慢慢长大以后，我们就失去这个特质，我们就哇，自己全部都意见了。我为什么要问很多为什么？我为什么听你的
？When the little children grow up, they will lose this characteristic. They will ask why? Why should I do that? Why?
但是小孩子，他真的是那种小小的哦，他。很听话的，你跟他说，然后他就说。
Those little children, they are very submissive. Or whatever you tell them, they will listen to you.
这个就是主耶稣要求的，这个像小孩子。
This is what Jesus Christ required them. Be like a little child.
今天主耶稣告诉我们这个方式，我们愿不愿意顺服
？And this, Jesus Christ tell us this method. Well, are we willing to submit to it?
这个富有的财主最后，他忧忧愁愁走的，没办法。
His rich ruler just went away because he couldn't do.
因为他很有钱。
Because he's very rich.
放不下。
He couldn't let go of those treasures.
所以二十四节主耶稣说，有钱财的人要进神的国是何等的难呐、啊。
So he said that how hard Jesus Christ say how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God.
但其实第二十七节啊，你看听见人就说，那这样谁能得救？
Verse 27, he said, "The things which are impossible with man are possible with God."
主耶稣说，在人所不能的，在神反却能。
Yeah, 27, things that are impossible with man are possible with God.
所以今天如果我们愿意顺服神的，不可能的事情都变得可能。
So if we are willing to submit to God, whatever is impossible to us are become possible.
对这个财主来说，他要把他所有的财产把它变卖，然后去。分给穷人这件事情他做不到吗
？To a rich ruler, when he sold all his possession and give it to all the poor, he's not willing to do that.
但其实主耶稣他的话绝对做得到的。人愿意去做就做得到了。
Whatever Jesus said that if you're willing to do it, you will be able to do it.
他如果真的把他撇下了，最后什么结果
？If he's willing to let go of these, what is the outcome?
他得到更多。
He will receive even more.
所以接下来主耶稣讲了，他一定只有这愿意顺服人，最后一定得百倍。
So, for those who is willing to submit, they will receive 100-fold.
你看第三十节不就是这样子吗？三十节就是讲这样子的道理啊。
You can see a verse 30 is a demonstration of that.
人若愿意为神的国撇下他一切的，他最后一定得百倍，最后呢还得永生呢。
That whoever shall receive many times more than this present time in the age to come into eternal life.
所以今天我们如果愿意顺服啊，主耶稣他的吩咐啊，他对我们的要求，
today,
我们绝对没有损失。
Today we would like to submit to Jesus Christ and follow His requirement, then we would not lose anything.
在世上会得到祝福，在他说在来世一定得永生。
And you receive blessing in the world, and you receive eternal life in the life to come.
这不就是我们今天所期待的吗
？And this is all that we're looking for.
你看今天。我们在神国里面哦，我们如果真的看到主耶稣，你会觉得说，如果有主了，你还会觉得说我需要很多财富吗
？Today when we are in the heaven and met Jesus, will you say that you still want a lot of treasure on earth?
当我们能够真的能够看到耶稣的荣耀，我们就会发现说，主啊，在这里真好。
If we can see the glory of Jesus Christ, we will say God is good to be here.
你看彼得哈、雅各、约翰他们三个上。 边帽山上去祷告，他们在看在那里看到主的荣耀的时候。
So look at Peter, James, and John when they are on the transfiguration of the mountain, they see the glory of Jesus Christ.
他们当时候什么都没，但他们觉得很富足，所以主啊，在这里真好。
So they don't have anything at that time. They tell Jesus that it's good to be here.
所以我们现在要真的能够做到这一点，我们一定要认识耶稣。
If we want to achieve that, we have to know who Jesus is.
要放下所有，跟从耶稣，一定心眼要开才行。
And we have to let go of everything. We have to open our heart.
我们如果用肉体的眼睛这样用世界的角度去看耶稣，绝对看不清楚。
If we use our naked eyes and use our perspective, we're not able to see Jesus Christ clearly.
所以我们一定要让我们的心眼是开的，让我们看到耶稣的荣耀。
And we have to open our heart and see the glory of Jesus.
我们的眼睛，心灵眼睛很重要的。我们里面的眼睛
，our
spiritual eyes.
Spiritual, we should open up our spiritual eyes to see Jesus.
所以接下去最后从三十五节哈，就讲这个耶利哥城的瞎子吧哈。
And verse 35 talk about the blind man near the Jericho.
那这个耶利哥城的瞎子很可怜啊。
And this blind man is very pity.
他还是讨饭的。
That he's a runaway.
他听到许多人从那边经过，他就问说什么事情。
And he heard a multitude passing by, and he asked what is going on.
你看其他人跟他怎么回答
？And what did people tell him?
第三十七节
，verse 37。
哎，他们说，哎，是拿撒勒人耶稣经过了。
And they told him that Jesus of the Nazareth was passing by.
这些眼睛没有瞎眼的人哦，他们看耶稣是拿撒勒人耶稣哦。
Then these people with their eyes open to see that it is Jesus the Nazareth.
但是这个瞎眼的他说什么？
What does blind man say?
他一听到说那是耶稣经过，他就呼叫说三十八节，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And verse 38 cry out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙耶稣跟拿撒的耶稣是差很多的、
啊。So it's so different between son of David and the Jesus as son of man.
是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus the Nazareth.
拿撒的耶稣是这个就是小地方这个很贫寒的地方的一个耶稣了。
Jesus Nazareth is from a very poor a little place.
但是对这个瞎眼的来说，耶稣是大卫的子孙。
Well, to this blind man, Jesus is a son of David.
他是弥赛亚，他就是那个救主。
He's a Messiah. He's a Savior.
他知道主耶稣是谁。
He knows who Jesus is.
所以当人家禁止他不要喊的时候，他就越发喊叫。
We just tell him not to cry out. Then he cry out even more louder.
主耶稣就把他叫去了嘛。
And Jesus then tell him to come over.
主耶稣问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
Then Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
主啊，我要能看见。
Say, Lord, I want to receive my sight.
结果主耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你了。”
Said, Lord Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight because your faith has saved you."
四十三节，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣。
Verse 43 say immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus Christ.
你看这里，他的那个信心，主耶稣说：“你的信救了你，眼睛看见，你可以看见。”
Here Jesus said that your faith has saved you and you can receive your sight.
今天信心让我们的心眼打开。
And today faith has opened up our spiritual eye.
我们才有办法真正跟随耶稣。
And we can truly follow Jesus Christ.
很多人其实跟到最后都走掉了。
And a lot of people follow Jesus halfway that they went away.
其实这个时候主耶稣他走进耶路撒冷去是要受苦的，是要被钉十字架的。
When Jesus Christ walked into Jerusalem, he's prepared to be nailed onto the cross.
所以前面第三十一节主耶稣就跟门徒讲了，他进去基本上就是要被杀了。
So Jesus on verse 31, he said to his disciples that I will be nailed onto the cross here.
但是现在这个瞎眼他眼睛看到之后。
But this blind man have seen him.
我们不知道他在这个耶利哥城的路边已经多久了。
We don't know how long this blind man has been staying on the street and in Jericho.
但至少我们如果想象我们自己，如果我们今天瞎眼，突然之间你眼睛看到了。
Imagine that you're a blind man, but you all of a sudden you can see.
你第一件事情会做什么
？What would you do? The first thing.
你会跟着耶稣走吗
？Will you follow Jesus Christ?
还是会回家去
？Or you just go home?
还是看你喜欢看的？
And you just look at what you like to look.
太多事情太好奇的，一定要先看清楚嘛。因为这个人很可能生来就瞎眼的。
There are so many things in the world. You have all the curiosity to look at all those things.
但是当他眼睛开了以后
But when his eye has opened,
他不是走他自己的回家去的。
He did not go home onto his own way.
他是跟随耶稣啊。
He followed Jesus Christ.
跟耶稣进耶路撒冷去。
He followed Jesus Christ into Jerusalem.
他在那个地方看到的也是主耶稣被钉十字架。
Then he has seen that Jesus Christ has nailed onto the cross.
但是他就跟下去了。
But he followed throughout all the way.
所以我们看到今天在神国里面是怎样的人呢？
We can see and what kind of people will be in the heavenly kingdom of God.
今天我们一定要了解，我们本来是个罪人，本来是不配。
Today we have to understand that we are sinners, we are unworthy.
我们本来是在罪的刑罚里面进地狱该受苦的人。
And we should be in the Hades receiving all this punishment.
因着主耶稣的救赎，他的牺牲，我们今天得到生命了。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have received life.
要让我们这个生命一直能够在神面前存活，就是说能够站在神面前才行。
This life we have to maintain in front of God, and that means we have to stand firm.
所以跟随主要跟到底。
And we have to follow Jesus and all the way through.
因为我们最后要站在审判台前。
And because eventually we'll be in the judgment.
我们现在在主耶稣面前，我们现在还存活，我们都还没有走到人生的终点，事情的结局。还不知道，所以要小心。
Now today we are alive. We still not all the way to the end yet. We still should be cautious of what we do, how we live.
当我们越靠近生命终点的时候，要越小心。
Then when we close to the end, we should be way more cautious.
因为当我们年纪越大，我们手已经走跟那么久，最后如果跟不进去，那真的是冤枉了。
And when we're getting older, but then we cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom of God, that is useless.
所以我们一定要确定说，在神国的就是这样的人，我就是这样的人。
So we have to be so firm in faith. What kind of people will enter into the kingdom of God?
让我们一起追求信心。
Let us pursue this faith together.
让我们真的祈求主给我们一个谦卑、认罪、悔改的心。
Let us pray to God that He will give us faith to have this repentant heart.
让我们可以真的愿意顺服主的命令。
That we'll be able to submit to all the commandments of Jesus Christ.
让我们能够看见主耶稣的荣耀。
Let us to be able to see the glory of Jesus Christ.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him
106首。
106.